The Truth News Network. Explaining the truth for those weaned on propaganda. From Rio Linda to Singapore, Fredericksburg to Maui, this is TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And class is now in session. Here's your professor, Dan Newman.
We have friends and partners around the globe at Truth News Network. You're just one of those, and we want to say very much, we are thankful for you being here with us. Today here at TNN, we're discussing one of the most critical things in American life right now, racism. What are we going to do, and who's going to do it? Here's what I have not heard through the years in discussions of racism. What will it take to end it? In this latest spate of racial discord we're right in the middle of today, I've struggled desperately to unearth the answers to that question. Listen, folks, I'm 66 years old. I grew up in the South. I don't remember ever hearing an answer to that from any leaders of any kind in the U.S. Why is that? It seems logical to me that in the greatest and most prosperous country on earth, there should be a groundswell of support to tackle racism and to rid its very existence in our country. Call me an optimist, call me a dreamer, call me a fool. But I think it can be done. I really think we can do it. But what would that process look like? You know, the one that would come up with and be devised and implemented to take care of getting rid of racism. Who would have to be involved? Who would be in charge of identifying all these things necessary to implement? How and when they should be put in place? And who would determine all of the intricacies of that process? Those questions, they're pretty tough ones, you got to be honest. I think the determination of those might individually be more robust than the process will be itself. But I'm going to take a stab at it here with you today. Now, bear with me. Remember, these today are my opinions, my thoughts. And at the end of this, we want to hear from you. Although I doubt any single person understands the totality of what such a daunting task will entail, certainly not me, I do feel there are collectively enough Americans who could together, in unity, master a plan to eliminate this scourge of humanity. It's not just an American thing, folks. There's racism worldwide. If all the pieces were identified, debated, discussed, agreed to, and then put into place, it can be achieved. So, the first thought today is who? Well, at first, we would generally look to the government for guidance for a process this massive. Hey, the government already has the resources of every type necessary for these kind of big tasks. But I think this process is too big for the government to manage. I think it should be attacked by the people. Huh. Who are the people that should drive this whole thing? In what timetable should we realistically expect to get her done? I'll answer those questions the only way I know how. If not me, then who? If not now, then when? So let's look at the who requirements. Let's face it. The government has, for a couple of centuries, been in charge of responding to the will of the American people. They're responsible to put the necessary infrastructure in place for the smooth operation of our country. Our forefathers, they made it that way. And then they empowered, through the U.S. Constitution, the people to control the who in creating and operating our government. You know what it is. We have elections. We have a Senate. We have a House of Representatives. And we vote and elect those people to go there to represent us. Sadly, much of the substance of the massive job of establishment and operation of the government has been relegated to just a few. Sadder is the fact that the few have often found themselves caught up in the power and control that comes with that job. The government has ceased to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's at some point morphed into control of the people. At this point in our history, if we genuinely want to tackle the systemic problem of racism, the government must be returned to the people. Now, I'm not talking about civil war. I'm not talking about martial law. I'm not talking anything even remotely close to that. There are those who might argue that it is that today, the people's government. However, if we carefully examine what the process is today, it is nothing as structured when the Constitution was inked. Yeah, as we just said, we have our own members of Congress. In addition, we elect a president and a vice president. Yes, Congress is the institution that, in representing us, debates, revises, then sends to each president jointly approved measures to be signed into law. But that process has become so cluttered, so bloated, so unreasonable, so politicized that most of the details of each law no longer come from the people, but the legislators themselves. That must stop. To that end, it seems reasonable to entrust the formation of this attack directly to the people rather than to the Congress. How can that possibly be achieved, you ask? Constitutionally, Congress makes the law. That is the law. To change that would require at least one constitutional amendment, and that is an almost insurmountable task. Well, it will be a formidable task, whether it turns into a constitutional amendment or some other type of agreement across all of the divisions of the government. It's going to be formidable. It's going to have headaches, roadblocks, attacks, and specific revisions necessary. But the American people have faced hard times before, folks, very tough foes, and egregious threats to our country from outside and from within. In each of these, the people have always prevailed. Why could the people not achieve that again? The WHO structure. Let's start with a simple concept today and build it from there. That seems simple enough. First, we have 50 states full of U.S. citizens. No two states or the Americans living within are identical. Diversity is everywhere, and that's a good thing. Let's make this process a 50-state group of citizen representatives. Now, here's my first thought. Each state will select via an election 10 of their citizens to represent their state in this battle plan development against racism. None of those from any state can be an elected official at any level of government. A known activist member of any political group, formal or informal organization, and will agree to receive no compensation of any kind other than necessary direct travel and direct expenses as approved by the representatives, but not to exceed those direct expenses. In other words, the people that agree to serve in this capacity are going to be doing it for the nation. Each state group will meet and designate two of its elected members to serve on a national racism board, and we can come up with a name later on. That board will choose a group of five members to serve as the executive team to initiate all actions approved by the full board and the full group of citizen representatives, and to take care of all of the management of that stuff. Representatives will immediately begin discussions, in a format to be determined, of how, during a period of no longer than, let's say, 1 year, 12 months, prepare a template for all representatives to use systematically to address measures necessary to identify, plan for, and eliminate each revealed element of racism currently living in the United States. For the purpose of time, the Racism Board will quarterly prepare and release to the general public a status report of the progress made in the development of this template. So what about this template? What should be included in it? Now remember, these are all just my thoughts and suggestions. I've not spoken to anyone about this. You're the first. Most will agree that it should be simple to identify the various areas in life in the U.S. in which racism exists, most demonstrably. It's everywhere. Some of it we don't see, but we would need for this process to be effective to identify and include all of them. Those would certainly be included, as well as others that will be identified through this entire process. What will be a tougher task, folks, will be to determine the proper and realistic measures necessary to eliminate as many of these elements of racism once they're identified. To that end, it seems to be prudent to open this process up at this point to the total of each state's representatives for discussion within their own group, followed by, let's say, an electronic meeting. Internet streaming seems realistic for that task, in which to update each state's representative's findings with the entire citizen representative group. In the planning and implementation of a timeline for this process, we don't want this to drag out over decades. I mean, that just doesn't work. We need to make this a priority and get after it. So it seems prudent to pick a future target date for the completion of the whole process and work backward from there in the determination of each segment's timing. However, the people of the United States will want to know the progress stage by stage, summaries of elements approved stage by stage, and an expected completion date and where we are in that process moving forward in each segment. Setting the date for the ultimate completion, it's going to certainly be difficult. Nobody knows everything that's going to go into this process yet. But in the nation's glaring racial tensions, we should all be aggressive to move forward as quickly as is possible. 2 to 3 years will be a daunting task for completion, but if all involved will commit to that end and all measures necessary to get there together, it can be achieved. So let's kind of summarize where we are so far. Now, we're just getting started. Remember that. We got a long ways to go. Before you scream at me about this, let me just tell you this. I don't care what you say. You may not be able to see the end of this. I can't right now. But it can be achieved. It will take the incredible commitments of Americans of every race, from every state, from every level of economic status and age group. Why not just let the government handle this? After all, they're already together with a complete structure conducive to the fulfillment of a task like this, right? Why complicate the process by starting from scratch? Why, you ask? Folks, the government has not done it. They haven't done it. It's not like they've only been together for a few months, a few years, a few decades. How about a couple of centuries and more? And racism continues to expand and consume the bandwidth of freedom this nation needs to propel its citizens into a new and positive era of American history. What authority do you have to initiate such a process as this, you ask? That's easy. I don't have any. Don't want any. No one has asked me to do anything like this. This just came. You know where I think this came from? I'm a praying guy. I'm a Christian. And I believe God loves our nation and all who are in it. And I think he does not want this divisiveness and division. I think it's by inspiration. Who knows? Just my thought. I've not spoken to anyone about a process like this. I personally would love to initiate the process so that my grandchildren, I've got a real chit in this process. 6 grandchildren. They're going to face what if any of this enormous task remains when we get through and they take over my spot. And I would love for them to have lived through at least part of a plan that we collectively put together, it was implemented, and it at least started the process, worked it into existence, revised as necessary to guarantee that their children will not be forced to face the evil of racism because we did not act. That's where I am. So, do I have any authority? Nope. Let me ask you a question. If not me, then who? If not you, then who? If not us, then who? And if not now, then when? This is just a start. So here's what I'm going to say to you. I'm going to roll the dice and take a chance. We do a live show every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Central, streaming from this site right here. It's called TNN Live. It's a streaming online radio program. How do you get to it? Well, on our website, www.truthnewsnet.org, on the top right side, kind of a just below the picture on the main page, there's a blue horizontal banner. And it has these words in it. Live now. Click to listen. For 1 hour today, Monday, we are going to discuss this process from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central. I will quiet. I'll be quiet. Open up the phone lines. I want to listen to you discuss your thoughts, your ideas, your questions, your suggestions. Now, I don't think we're going to resolve anything today. But what we will do is begin a conversation that is pointed at the accomplishment of one thing and one thing only: destroy racism in America. So how do you join the conversation? Well, click on that live banner up at the top there that says Live Now, Click to Listen. When you click it, it'll take you right to the live show. You'll be able to call toll-free at any time during the show, too. And the number, and it's on that banner you'll see, and you'll hear us talk about it when you get there. Any time to call in, it's toll-free, 866-378-7884 or 866-37-TRUTH. Now, hopefully we'll have a busy phone today. So when you call, if it keeps ringing and it eventually goes to a voicemail, we're either talking live, we're in a commercial break, or we're waiting to go live. Please, please hang up and call back in a minute or two. It doesn't cost you another dime to call back. If it rings busy too, the same is possible. So just wait a couple of minutes and call back. To make this process work, if we're going to make any process work at all, we've got to get started. We got to start somewhere. And to get started in at least our conversation about a process like this, we got to hear from you. Know this, we have tens of thousands of partners with us from around the world. They join our daily broadcast. However, this is the time we all need to engage in a conversation. Do we have the answers? No, we probably have a few. I know we don't have them all. We don't even know all of the problems we're going to face. But we do have suggestions, just as you do and you should. Engage with us during this process. We hope it will just be the start, and we hope that thousands will join in and it will grow. What will we get out of it? Absolutely nothing, except the knowledge that as a 66-year-old grandfather, I'm actually doing something or attempting to get something accomplished that will better my grandchildren's lives, their children's, and yours. What will it look like at the end of the day? Well, it'll look just like what you, me, and other Americans want it to look like. Hopefully, to create a successful banishment of racism. I challenge you right now. You're probably reading this from a Facebook link off my page. Share it. Pick up the phone and call somebody and encourage them to join in. And you join in today yourself, 9 to 10 a.m. The show's another hour after that. But we're going to concentrate the first hour on this. 9 to 10 a.m. Central Time at truthnewsnet.org. Click on that blue banner up at the top, and it'll bring you right to the show live. I'm going to cross my fingers, and I hope to see you at 9 o'clock this morning. Thanks for tolerating this. You know what? If you guys don't want to do this, we won't. Maybe I'll find somewhere else I can join in. I'm committed. I'm not going to sit in my easy chair and gripe as an old man complaining about something that I could have gotten involved in and made a difference. I'm going to make a difference somehow, somewhere, and with somebody. I hope it's you. I'll see you at 9 today if you can. If you can't, we'll see you tomorrow right here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. It's Monday. Make it a great one.
The truth. Straight. No chaser. TNN. The Truth News Network.